said it this week, Hashmini, it's Lavin the Torah. It says, V'sheichem al-tifro v'gudeichem v'sifreimu. We'll listen to this. So Lav given to Kahanim that the V'sheichem al-tifro, they should not go with Gidl Sa'ah, they should not let their hair grow long. V'gudeichem v'sifreimu, they should not rip the begadim. The Pasuk is said after the Misa of Nodav Abihu, and the Pasuk was said to Aaron and Nodav Abihu, to the Kahanim that were Abelim, that the Aaron's son was Nefta, sons were Nefta, and the Nodav Abihu, their brothers were Nefta. And even though Abelim grow their hair long, Abelim are also with aspires, they're also to cut the hair, to take a haircut. And Abelim, rice tree, Rahman Islam, they used to be Godim, but the Kahanim were not allowed to do that. The Kahanim that were in the base of Mikdash, they were not allowed to grow their hair long or to rip the begadim. And the Rambam says, it's lav dafka on Abelim, it's really a lav on all Kahanim. And any Kohen, even if he's not a Ovel, he has a slav. But the Torah is saying, even an Ovel, even if he's an Ovel, he also has a slav. He's not allowed to grow his hair long, he's not allowed to rip his begadim. The shear of growing the hair long was the shear of a Sheikh Matifro, of Yibul Sa'ah. The Gemara in Tainus, that he's Zayim Meral, says that the shear is Shleish Shemiyim. Let the hair grow the length of 30 days. How much hair grows in 30 days? So Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Bias Mikdash Shel Chida Aleph Lefikach Koyin Ha'Oyvid Megaleach Shleish Shemiyim Shesh Shemiyim. The Yifah the Kahanim that are Oyvid in the Beis Mikdash, they have to be Megaleach, take a haircut, cut their hair every 30 days. I think Pasha, what Rambam means is if they cut their hair completely, if they what they call it, 000, they shave off all the hair. Then they can wait 30 days and cut it again. But if a Kohen wants to, not saying let his hair grow for 2 weeks, he'd be allowed then he would have to take a haircut every 2 weeks. In other words, a Kohen can always walk around with, let's say, even 3 weeks worth of hair and just take a haircut every week. Just don't let it reach the 30-day point. All right?
I thought that the is the
That's the kind of goal, especially.
Well, Rambam says he can let it go
for 30 days. It doesn't mean he started off with some hair on the chayyim. It doesn't mean he started off with
some hair.
I don't think that's the right. The Gemara in heaven, you're right. I'm not even sure that's the right.
Whatever is considered cutting your hair, the proper way to cut your hair. But I'm saying what the Rambam says,
that you can waste 30 days to cut your hair is if you originally cut everything off. First of all, doesn't mean to pay it. The pastoroish is allowed. They definitely get pastoroish more than what we call pay. It's the whole top, the whole side. The pastoroish, of course, is not in Tzolocha. And the pastoroish, you can grow as long as you want. You get a lifetime of pay. You get as long as you want, the pastoroish. But the rest of the roish, cannot be more than 30 days length. So the Rambam says, v'sheshem v'sheshem, I think he means if you cut off all the hair in Gansan, then you could wait 30 days. But if a Kohen wants to walk around with, let's say, 3 week months of hair, he could go his whole life, go have a 3 week month of hair, just then make sure he takes hair cut every week. It never reaches the 30-day point. I think that's it's one that from Nazir, the Shia Gizel Sazan from Nazir. And what's the Shia of Kriyas Begodim? The Rambam says, Karu Begodim Kedar Shekarin Al-Mesin. That's Rambam's Lashon. The Shia of Kriya is Kedar Shekarin Al-Mesin. So the Mishas Kanach in Mitzvah Kufnun, Ais Gimel says the shear is a tepach. Because when you write on a person of Monson, Ais Kufnun in a mess, the shear is a tepach. And the Mishas Kanach says, even though the rice and fee is only Darabonim, so how could we learn out from the shear to the rice? He says that the Meister, the Din Darabonim, comes from the Minika Oilam, from Ais and Kriya, and the shear of the rice was appointed Minika Oilam. Whatever the Minhag Olam is, to do on a mess, that's what the Kanama also says, the Shir is a Tepach. The Rambam also says that the Issa is Lamaila, cutting the Begodim on top, because that's the way the person writes Kriya Monson on a mess. He cuts the top of the Begad. I should show myself. He cuts the top of the Begad. But if he cuts the bottom of the Begad, he rips the bottom of the Begad, he's not able to slav. So, in fact, the Rambam in Perches, the Chesklei Mikdash, the Shalchadalim says, stand that Bibi Kuhunam Kuroim is possible. Any big kahuna which has a rip in it is possible. it's mashmeh anywhere there's a rip. There's medayit that's the deegan mechatzchinach. So it's a shibustir. Here the Rambam says the lab is only in Korea lemaylok, the top of the beggar kederach kiyal mesim, not on the bottom. And the other Rambam says that any crowd of chayyeh is possible. So,
that's talking
B'Shas Avayit. Oh, we're going to get to B'Shas Avayit in a second, but no, the Pasha, the Chilk is very, the Mechasman says very Pasha. He says that the Lav is only Kederech Kriya on a mess, is only Nomayla. But the Psul Begodim is any Kriya. That's the different thing. You're not even a Lav. But the Kohen would have a cry anywhere, a rip anywhere the Begit.
The Lav is only when he's doing the Litzar Hamas, or is it with anything?
Anything. It goes on all Kohanim. Goes on what Ephraim says. No, I'm sorry, no one's Chayot. The Pasuk is said by Moshe, by Aaron, and Lazi, some of the Yechtim, some of the Aviv. So the Chiddush is even the B'Shas Avedim itself. But the Lav is for all Kohanim. So again, Mechaz Chonuch says that the terrors to the two Rambam, these two Halachas in Rambam is, that the Kram of the Ma'ala will be the Lav. If the Kohen does, will be able to Lav. But a Kram anywhere will pass the Beggar. He won't be able to Lav of Dechim Westifayimu, but he'll be Hassel the Beggar. And if he has a Beggar Possel, it'll be Mechus of the Godim. Mechus of the Godim will be Mechal Mabed. Mechus of the
Godim is even if it's a Kram that there's no Possel. He has a slit.
The is because the Pasuk says a covenant with the forest. Big Dekun has to be a covenant with the forest, and it's Likuva. It's not a covenant with the forest if it has a crown in it.
It's not
possible. Well, if it's possible. It's possible. It's possible because it's to be governed. And then the Mechasman has Ma'ir that the Lush of the Pasuk, with Dekun with the frame is the Lush of Neuchasek. Saying on the beged, mashma, even if you're not wearing the beged, it sounds like the lav is don't rip big dekuna, big dechan, don't rip it. But the Mechas Chonuch says, Pasha, that's not the din. He has his rights to it. It's only while the kohen is melubish in it. While he's wearing the big dekuna, that's what this lav is. If he rips it, it's like the kederach kriya mesim while he's wearing it. But if the kohen would go to on the big dekuna, there's something wrong with it. It's not the right thing to do. It's hektish. He's not the hektish. But if he rips the beged, he's not wearing, he's not able to lav. And the Rambam he brings down from the Sefer, you have to know how the Joshua works, but he says that if a Kohen is in the base of Mikdash, Peshas Avodah, even if he's not doing the Avodah, he's over the Slav and he gets Malkus, but he's not Chayv Mrs. Bezdin. He says Bezdin is only Peshas Avodah. The Torah does say Rashaych Matifro Vedechem with the Musav, Lois the Musav, Smashma, that he's Mrs. Bezdin on this. So the Rambam brings down from the Sefer that there's a Chilik, if it's Peshas Avodah, If it's not doing the avodah itself, it's only a lav and chayav malchus. It's not the rice and chayav malchus. But the chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin is only doing the avodah. But al kaponim, according to this Rambam Shita, that there's a lav even not doing the avodah to go into the base of mikdash with long hair, to go into the base of mikdash with rip begadim. And then the Rambam says yearly, and if you do whenever the Rambam says yearly, there's no malchus for it. The Rambam says that this lav. It's only if he goes in, it's only if he goes in a kohen who's roiv avayda, and he goes in during the time of avayda. That's when he's over the slav. Not that he's doing the avayda, but he goes in during the time of avayda.
So
what does that mean? So roiv avayda, the Mechasenach wants to say is two things. First of all, if he's one of the psulei kuhuna. The Baal Mum will go in with long hair, he can't do the avodah anyway, he'll go in with a ripped beged, he would not be able to slap. And the Mechasech wants to say, if he goes in, Shalai Rochas Yidayim V'Raglayim, which is a big Chiddush. The Kohen Gadol has a Klai.
Who said Mechasech
is not only
a big it says
anywhere
that the
lab
is on the big
dekum. I'm not sure. But the Mechasech must say a chiddush that has to be royal avodah. If the kohen will go in and not be referenced from the kia, to do avodah first you have to do a chitzis sidayim raglayim from the kia. If you go and sorry, you could go in without being referenced sidayim raglayim from the kia. You only mechuyav to referenced sidayim raglayim to do avodah. He's not royal avodah. Was this such a chiddush? So if he went in with long hair without sepel of the gazach, if he went into the base of mikdash and he went to the kiyah, did the right thing and was rechus tam raglayim, he'll be over the slab with the Gidl Sa'at and with the
Even if it's not his mishmer,
But if he goes in and he doesn't do the kiyah, he's potter. He's not wearing avodah. And then the Rambam also says it has to be b'shas avodah. If he goes in not b'shas avodah, then there's also no lav. So the Mechassanosh tells him that, what does it mean shaloi b'shas avodah? So the Mechassanosh wants to say, so the Kesef Mishnah also tells him, the Kesef Mishnah says, lav b'shas avodah means laila, means at night. At night sounds b'shas avodah. In fact, the Mechassanosh, laila is also zman avodah. It's zman, the first Mishnah of Brachos, it's zman hektach lav b'varim. Hektach lav b'varim, they put the emurim on the mizbeach, that was done even at night. And that was an avodah with a kohen. If a zav, if a Levi Yisrael would put the emurim on the mizbeach, he'd be chayvus, he'd be an issa. It has to be dafka. Even Mahapa Patsinura, the Gemara says, even if he helps to burn, he's chayv azar. It's an avodah. So what does it mean, laila? So the Mechel Sinach would say a different shat. He wants to say that lav b'shas avodah means if the mizbeach is nifka, you can't think of any other teretz. There's no other time, it's not shas avodah, only if the mizbeach was nifkam, the mizbeach was possible, so you can't, that's called, which so you might think that's not shas avodah, I mean, it's not a zman din, it's a technical problem. But the Mechel Sinach wants to say that that's the problem. That's what the Rambam means. He goes in with the mizbeach is nifkam, so there's no avodah that time, that's when he's not over. I was thinking to say, maybe we'll shut back in the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah said Laila. I was thinking that maybe the Teretz is talking about after they were makti all the emurim that day.
Well, could it's only an avodah that's ma'akiv?
No one says that. I mean, shas avodah means avodah that's ma'akiv. Yeah, but
the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah.
I mean, there's no avodah makab layah. I was thinking to say a different terrace, so maybe Latin the Kesef Mishnah means layah is if to do a makti all the emurim, and there's no emurim to be makti. So now it's layla, you can't bring a new carbon, you can't be makti in emurim because there's no emurim to be makti. So he goes in that time, that's the terrace. That's
between
the Tosha
and Arabian and layla, no? There's nothing
happening. Well, you do it to some.
Yeah,
you can do
that. But I think this is what drama means. And it's for the Mechassan's Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. What does he mean, Lyle is Hekta Emurim? Teretz says, they were already marked in Emurim, so there's nothing to be marked in. There's no components to bring. That's what I'm saying. There's no love at that time. Right? It's not Shasavayda. So again, this is the Rambam sheet that there's a lav at least, and there's a chiyav malchus even not during the avodah. If he goes in when he's roif avodah, and he goes in when he's and he goes in b'shas, it's roif avodah. There's a lav. The Ramban is chet. The Ramban says that that's nisad rabbanon. He says that maybe that's why he knows the fraud. That's only nisad rabbanon. The Ramban says the lav is only during the avodah. The kohen does the avodah with gidul sa'at with chiyav that's longer than 30 days. Or he does avodah with kruv begodim. The Ramban says that's where there's a lot of the raisa, but not that he's not stamak nisa going into the basement. What? Yeah, then there'll be misa also. Right? The Ramban holds, but shalavish when he's not doing avodah itself, there's no love at all. And the raisa, it looks to me like the shagul theory.
Is
it
halakha outside?
The Ravid seems to be a Shukul Stier, if you look inside the Ravid, and peg on, if you look inside the Ravid, seems to say like the Ramban. he's Lashon, he seems to be Perish, that he's Chonk on the Rambam, and he says that the Lav is like the Ramban, it's only doing Abayit, there's no Lav just to walk into the Beis Mikdash. But there's another Ravid in Alocha Yud, where he seems to say a bigger Chiddush. He says that the lav is on all the kohanim in that mishma, and it's even chutz l'beis hamikdash. If it's his mishma, it's his time, and since he's ready to do the avodah, and it's his mishma, even chutz l'beis hamikdash, he has a lav to walk around with gidul sa or with kruv begodim. So it comes out in this pasuk we learned this week, b'sheich matifro b'deichem ma'isifreimu. There's three sheets mishenim. According to Ramban, the lav in the Torah, the pasuk means shasta while he's doing avodah. He has a lav to go with gidul sa or begotten kruim during the avodah. According to the Rambam, the lav is even not while he's doing the avodah. As long as he's roif avodah and it's shasta avodah,
they have misa.
No, according to Rambam, most of Misa is only doing avodah, but Rambam holds the pasuk, the lav, and the gemalchus is even even when he's not doing avoda, just to walk in the knesset itself, just to walk into the Beis Hamikdash. And according to the Ravid on Eastern Halacha Yud, it seems that the pasuk means even chutz to Beis Hamikdash. As long as this is mishma, he's allowed even chutz to Beis
Hamikdash.
He's miyuchid. He's miyuchid to be the kohen. Okay, the Mishnah says lie. No, I tried to transfer it. Level 9, I suppose lie on me and try to transfer it means if the Makhdi is in the room. The Mishnah says it was there with Nifkan. Yeah. Maybe he would have allowed according to the Rabbi, but not chutz. But it's really chutz. I'm just saying this is what the Rabbi says. His lashon is you see the Rabbi's lashon in Halachah. The Torah says in this pasha. Moshe Rabbeinu also told Aaron and Levi after Mises Nadav Avihu that they should not leave the Beis Hamikdash. If you think they're Avelim, they could leave. Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should not leave the Beis Hamikdash. Pentamusu, the Zachir Mises Bezdin, and Kishem Mishkas Hashem Aleichem. The Rambam Pei Beis Hachas Beis Hamikdash says this halacha is also lav dafka for Aaron and Levi Soma. Rambam says Nema din l'doyres b'chol kahanim. This halacha goes on all kahanim, even not avelim. Any kohen, and Rambam explains once he starts an avodah, that's what this lav is. When a kohen starts to do an avodah, he's not allowed to hand it off to another kohen and leave. Moshe kohen starts to do shechita, that's any shechita, you can start shechita and have someone else come over and finish it. We start to do Kabbalah Saddam. The second Abayda is you have to shechita, the crane is supposed to stay in and catch the dam. He's in the middle of catching dam and he wants to let another crane take over and leave the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam says, this slab goes on every crane. And the Chiddush is again, even on Abaylon, even in Einan, even though Aaron and Levi Samuel were Einanim in Abaylon, they also went on Lali. And the Makkah is also in the Sephra. So the Minchas Sinach explains, and it's pretty clear in the Rambam, that this lav is only when he started to do the Avodah. The Kohen was in the Beis Hamikdash, he wasn't doing any Avodah, he's allowed to leave, he doesn't have to stay. But once he starts to do an Avodah, he's mechuyav to stay and finish the Avodah. I was thinking that from here, Yevashtuk Osmach, there's a Mayim of the Veltzer, it's actually brought down in Rishonim and Achronim, that Maschul Mitzvah Imon Gemar. Someone starts a Mitzvah, we tell him to finish it. I was rather looking, you know, is this in Chazal? I think it's on the computer. The search, and it seems that I found this is the Lashon you find in Ben Bachai, I found it in Pnei Yeshua, the Shulchan Aruch says it also in the Rechaim, some tough cup of Hesef Zalat, but it doesn't seem to be a Lashon of Chazal anyway. I have all the horror, this is my own, without searching a computer, that the Mishnah Sharim, Perek Zayin, does say this Lashon, but a little different Nusach, it's a Pachad, the way his Lashon, he brings from a Medrash, a Beishit Rabba. The way the Mishnah Shram says it, the Lashon is Kolha Machzor B'Mitzvah Ve'in Egoim Ha'Yisrael Kovei Yishrei B'Ana B'Chom Aslan. It's a pachet, but the Lashon, where people say it, a Machzor B'Mitzvah Ve'im Le'i Gemara, that L'Chor is only in Rishonim, in Achreinim. But maybe a Shukum Maka is this din in the Torah. The Torah tells the Kohen that when you start to the Avodah, you can't let someone else finish it and leave. You see this in a Machzor B'Mitzvah Ve'im Le'i Gemara. I was clearing if it goes on Shkita. It's not so clear because with Shkita, that seems to be bizarre. It doesn't. I haven't seen. I can't find a right to this. Does it go even on Shkita? The Kohen starts to Shkita. Is that also called starting a Avodah? The Ma'aseh of the Kohen, it is an Avodah. It could be Mepagel during Shkita. He has one Machshava. So this is we write in Masechta. Masechta wants to say a chiddush that there's no issa, which may be different than I'm saying about Masechta Mislema Gemara. Masechta wants to say that the lav is not finished that way. The lav is to walk out. He said once he starts to avoid the Zakhim Chasanach, he could give it to another kohen to finish it. You could start the shechita or the kabbalah and let another kohen finish it. The lav is Yipesach. Abai says it's Eiyu. The lav is he's also to walk out. He has to stay there till the avodah is finished. And he brings the right way. These are right from Pesach Rambam Memes. The Rambam says that that if the Kohen is in the middle of a Avodah and he becomes an Oinin is not allowed to finish the Avodah. A Kohen Gadol can. A Kohen Gadol, if he's an Oinin, he can finish. But a Kohen Hegit, if he started Avodah, Rambam says the Feresh, he gives it to someone else to finish it. But L'chayr, this thing will remain, that he can't walk out of Beis Hamikdash until the Avodah is finished. That's his right. Then the Mechassan has a Shein HaChakira. He says, what about an Avodah which is a Shir HaChachira and a Shir B'Dievet? And he gives a Moshe Kabbalah Saddam. The thing is, again, one of the Avodahs, there are four Avodahs of the Kabbalah, and Shchita, Kabbalah, Locha, and Zika. And the second part is Kabbalah. He's supposed to claim, after he does Shchita, he's supposed to stand with a Keli and catch the Dam. So in HaChachira, the Shir is, he's supposed to, with the Reis, in HaChachira, the Shir is supposed to catch all the Dam. And B'Dievet, he yates that he catches enough Dam for Azia, enough Dam for Zika. So what if the Kohen caught enough time just with the Eved? Can he leave then? Is he allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash at that point? Or do you say, no, he has to stay the whole Shir L'Chachino, the Avodah L'Chachino. And he writes Sarachin on this topic. So one thing I saw from this Mechassinach is that he, Nandam Hadar Poshet, that the lab of walking out, Pesach HaBesach Tzeh, the lab of walking out once he starts the Avodah, is till the Gemara Avodah goes by each Avodah of the four Avodahs. We look at each one separately. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Yikah. I was telling you as a Shechem, maybe it means he has to finish all four Avodahs. Lamashal, the Avodahs that are with one Maisa, Chumas Edeshen, also is included in this lab. The Kohen starts to do Chumas Edeshen, he has to finish Chumas Edeshen, he cannot go out. But what about if he starts doing Makkah Karban? He just does the Shchita and the Kabbalah. Does he have to stay till he finishes the Halacha and the Zrika also? Or he just has to finish that one of the four that he's doing. He's in the middle of the Halacha, he has to finish the Halacha. Another Kohen can do the Zrika. So the Mechassinach obviously understood it. It means each part of the Avodah. If he starts the Shechita, he just has to finish the Shechita. If he starts the Kabbalah, he just has to finish the Kabbalah. And that's why he has a Chakira, the Shia Kabbalah has to be the Shia Lechachila or the Shia B'dievet. But if the way I'm understanding it, maybe, that you have to, once you start the Avodah, you have to go all the way to the Zrika. There's no Mokum for the whole Chakira. I'm not going here. But you see, that's the way Mechassinach understood it. So again, this is the Rambam Shita that the Pesach Habayis Hesetzeiu goes on all Kahanim. Not, but the Rav is Chayil. The Rav is the Kasha on the Rambam. The Pesach is the Chayil. So Pesach Habayis Hesetzeiu Pentum Musuk Yishem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem. And the Rav is this lav in the Torah is only in a Mashuach Hashem and a Mishcha. The lav was said originally to Aaron and the laws of Yisama. And even though the laws of Yisama at that time, even the laws wasn't a Kohen head yet. But they were Mishuch Hashem and Mishcha, because in the beginning, the first Kahanim, they all had to be Nimshach Hashem and Mishcha. There was no Yerusha yet. The Kahanim that were born afterwards, they had the Yerusha Hashem and Mishcha. But the time is the Ravid, the Chayr, this love is only a Mishuch Hashem and Mishcha. So, Menul Madaris, it would only be on Kahanim Gedolim that were Mishuch Hashem and Mishcha. Every Kohen can start a Vayla, he can want to leave, hand it off to another Kohen, and then finish the Vayla, he would be allowed to leave. That's the Ravid Shita. So the Rav himself says, what about the Sefer Ah that the Rambam is coming from? The Rambam seems to have a Sefer Ah that says that it seems to be for all Kahanim. So the Rav reads the Sefer Ah differently. He says it's going on by a Sheni. That how do you know, by a Sheni, you know, the Shemen Mishkol is Nigna, it's Gemara Megillah, the Tess, and Rashi Hari, it's Daf Yedam Chum Beis, that there was no Shemen Mishkol by a Sheni. So the fact the Rav is by a Sheni, even a Kohen Gadol is not Mishuch Hashem and Mishcha. So the Rav says that's the drasha in the Sefer. You have to understand how we understood it. But he said this drasha in the Sefer can't be ma'abah can gedolim by a Sheni. That even though they want Mishuch Hashem and Mishcha, they Yerusha, they also have Yerusha of Hashem and Mishcha, and that's how it works to can gedolim.
So
by a Shvishan, only the Kohen Gadol is Nimshach. Every new Kohen Gadol is Nimshach, but the Kohanim are not Nimshach.
If their sons became a Kohen Gadol after them, they weren't Nimshach, no?
The sons...
They were also Nimshach.
They were also Nimshach.
No?
So the Chaim will ask on the Rabbi, like Mamanashev, if you hold that you need Dafka Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha, then even Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni should not have this lav. And if you hold the Yerusha of the Shem and Mishpah is enough to be called Mishruch Hashem and Mishpah, then even the Kohen Hegel should have this lav, even by Bayis Vishen or Bayis Sheni. Like, how does the Rebbe understand that? He's saying that the din of...
Because the Kohen Gadol has a meaning.
So what does it mean to
us? It's without
the Meshicha.
It's missing the
Meshicha. But he's called Hishem and Mishra Hashem Lanechem? You have to say that in Bayis Sheni, the Kohen Gadol had also Yerusha. The Maisa, he has Yerusha of Mashiach. The Mashiach goes to Yerusha. That's what we seem to find, that the Mashiach was done in the beginning and it goes to Yerusha. But there's a chiluk between the Yerusha of the Kohen Gadol in Bayis Sheni and the Yerusha of the Kohen Hedyon. Because we see that in Bayis Rishon, he wasn't semach on the Yerusha. And Bayis Rishon, the Kohen Gadol, when you have Shem and Mishra, the Torah says, you're not semach on the Yerusha. It's in the rights that the Kohen Gadol has to have. Binim Shach Hashem and Mishra. So, the Kohen Hedit is semach on the Yerusha and Chachinla. He's semach on the Yerusha even in Bayis Rishon when he had a Shem and Mishra. So, Bayis Rishon, the Yerusha of the Kohen Hedit is not a Yerusha, but the Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol, you have to say, is a strong Yerusha. No. All Kahanim have the way Shem and Mishra works was the Moshe of the Kahanim the first time, and then every Kohen there was.
By
Kohen Gadol is not Semach on Yerusha. I'm using the word Yerusha, I don't mean inheritance. It just means that it works with theirs. It works. A person is born from.
What?
I'm talking about Kahanim Yerusha, right? It's a new Yerusha. And the Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni, I think it's also new Yerusha. The Maisa he's born from a Kohanim that were Nimshah. But the Torah says
Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be a Ben.
It's not Ben. It doesn't have a Ben. He's a Nimshah from Lazav Yisam also. He had Shem and Mishra from going up. But from the original Shem and Mishra, he was born from that family. So, but that Meshicha in Bayis Sheni is that it's a strong, when it comes to Kohen Gadol, we look at it like a Yerusha B'Poyel. Like if it's a strong Yerusha, because you see, he needs a stronger Shem Shah. Like I'm not really sure I'm saying it's like Zichra felt between the Kohen Gadol Bayis Sheni and the Kohen Hedyon. The Kohen Hedyon, Moshe and Bayis Sheni, there's no Shem and Mishra, he mamash has no problem, because even when there will be Shem and Mishra, he doesn't need Shem and Mishra. So Kohen Gadol, we have a chiddush that says machadish that when there is Shem and Mishra, he's mochilit Hashem and Mishra. When there is no Shem and Mishra, he doesn't need it. So however you understand that chiluk, it seems maybe that's the chiluk with the rabbi's thing. The Chaim speaks about also in the Sefer Peg Beisach, the Sefer Mikdash Shalchei, he speaks about these inyanim. But upon them, we have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, but also what's the text of this pasuk of Pesach Basis Yitzeyu. According to the Rambam, it goes on all Kahanim. Once they start an avodah, they're not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. And according to the Rabbi, it's only someone who's Meshuach Hashem and Mishra. It only goes on the Kohen Gadol. And then the Rabbi is Moedah, it goes even on the Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni. When there wasn't Hashem and Mishra, he's still considered Kiev. However you understand it, he's still considered Meshuach Hashem and Mishra. I had Shtikal Arach that this whole sugi of Mipesach Habaisa Kiseyu, this one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, this Lav in the Torah that a Kohen Gadol cannot, that the Kanim, or according to the Rambam, cannot leave the Beis Hamikdash, it's in the Rishonim, and it's in the Sefra, but it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. You have a Lav in the Torah, one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, it seems to me it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas, and I gave this Shayna to Chaim Kanievsky. And he wrote me back, or Zechut the Tshuva, he wrote, Lo yakol nisga b'shas. Not everything is mentioned in Shas. It's a gantz, but he said, Sakana mentioned it. It's a whole sugi, it's a lav in the Torah, it's when the Tayag Mitzvahs, you have Machayt Vishayim, it's gantz of details, we're going to the Rambam of Chassidim, it's a Achrayim, it's a Sefra, it's a Chassidim, it's a Yishayim Achrayim, but it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. He says, Lo yakol nisga b'shas. We pesach b'ayis yitzayim. Sure.